The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
To the JV Show on a Monday, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Here we go with the first talk back.
Good morning, this is Beth from Fremont. About a week ago, your bleeped out word was stain, and one of you mentioned you would throw your clothes away if it had oil stains on it. Oh my gosh, you don't need to do that. Ultimate hack, put some Dawn Platinum Plus directly under the stain about an hour before you wash it. It took out an oil stain that I got about 20 years ago. I'm going to send Graham a DM of the product I'm talking about because the rest of you do not check or respond to your Instagram messages. Go, Graham. Hope that helps. Bye.
Ow, shots fired about you guys and your Instagram DM habits. Anyone care to respond?
Better. I'm going to do better.
Me too.
I get a little anxious sometimes just because you don't know what they're going to say. And then I'm like, what if it's...
Well, the JV Show fam are fantastic
you're
people.
Right.
They're sliding in there to say hi or say, share something funny or tell you a story or ask for a shout out or something.
Yeah, for the most part. And it's not our listeners that send us mean DMs.
Oh, yeah.
But then when we get the mean DMs, you don't know if they are a listener or not.
And then they know that you opened it and that you saw it.
But then you just delete, block, move on.
Right.
And then go to the next one, then talk to the actual JV Show fam. They're fantastic people.
I'm going to do better, you guys.
So she was saying Dawn Power Plus, you need to get an oil stain out on your clothes. This is a life hack alert, right?
That's a good idea.
She got a 20-year-old oil stain out of... Who's holding onto a piece of clothing that has an oil stain on it from 20 years ago?
Yeah, not me.
Me neither.
That would have been thrown out.
Right.
Not to sound wasteful, but...
Right, but that gives hope to anybody that is still holding on to a pair of jeans that has an oil stain on it from 20 years ago. There is hope for you.
Thank you for that.
That's the way to start this Monday.
Grammy, and how was your weekend?
You guys, fantastic weekend. Fantastic. Played some paintball on Saturday with the boys.
Whoa!
You guys, I was on fire. I was dominating. I was just dominating
dudes.
Sure
you were.
No, I actually was.
Sure you were, Graham.
Look, there's a few, I play somebody very cocky on this show. That's not how I am in real life. There are a few things that I'm good at, and paintball used to be one of those things that I was really good at. And so, like, I still play from time to time, very rarely. But when I do, I still remember how to dominate, and I dominated.
Who did you play with?
I played at this place.
A bunch of your other friends?
A few buddies, and then there's a bunch of randos. At the field.
Doesn't that kind of ruin it?
Or do you want to play with strangers? Shooting random people is great, too.
Okay.
I mean, it's more fun. Like, I shot my buddies a couple times. That part's great because then you get to talk to some smack to them afterwards. But there are plenty, you just light up the randos, too. I do have a good, fair number of... I got shot a few times, too. And, yeah, I got some pretty mean-looking welts on me.
See, that's why I would never play.
It's fun, though.
Unless I'm wearing, full-body armor.
You can. They'll pad you up. And they make that stuff.
Really?
They make some, like... extra padding, protective.
I also feel
body
like it just involves
stuff.
Too much movement.
The movement is what's going to get you because
I don't want to.
This was on Saturday and I am incredibly sore today. I mean, I went full Army Ranger. I was crawling around. I was combat crawling around on the ground and stuff. And like, as you're doing that, you're like, this is exhausting.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm not a real soldier. I don't want to have to do this because it was tiring. And it was very hot. It was hot out there. Very sweaty in the full, because I was wearing a jacket and long pants and stuff, and you're just dying out there. I lost about 10 pounds in water weight.
Nice.
Somehow managed to stay awake at the movie theater that night because we took the kids to see Hoppers on Saturday night in the theater.
How was it?
You guys, it was so good. I really enjoyed it. I didn't really know what it was about, but it was good.
I still don't.
Yeah, it's about animals and stuff and whatever. It was a great movie, and I stayed awake the entire time somehow. I thought I was going to fall asleep instantly because I was so exhausted from the day. But if you have not seen that movie, I recommend it. Definitely made my eyes fog up a couple times
during it.
Just a little bit. It was sweet. It was a very, sweet movie. It was
cute. Aren't movie theater naps, the best naps ever?
Yeah, but then I feel like it's... Like, I paid for that ticket, you know? Like,
right.
And then I just fell asleep the whole time.
Sometimes it's worth the hour nap I get.
I think it probably is, but in my mind I have, FOMO or, what am I doing? I just missed the whole movie that I paid money to go see.
Yeah, but it'll be on streaming later.
Yeah, I'll catch it on streaming. And then, you guys, now, look, this week is trending in the right way, too, because yesterday drove my kids up to... meet my parents in Chico, dropped them off. They're staying there for the whole week for spring break.
What
are you going to do with all this time?
I take some naps.
That's it.
But seriously, I don't ever get to take a nap because I've, little league practice and pick the kids up from school and all this stuff. And I got none of that this week. Oh, your boy's going to be sleeping in the afternoons.
Wow. And you always give us ish for wanting to nap during the day, but that's exactly what you're going to be doing.
I'm calling my shot right now, but let's be honest. My wife will be like, have you started building the thing, this thing? Have you started,
what about this home project?
Have you started the wallpaper over here? I'll be working, you guys.
Dang it.
Maybe one night.
Maybe one a day.
I hope.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Saturday was the largest single day protest in U.S. history, with an estimated 9 million people taking part in a No Kings protest across the country. Tens of thousands of people flooded the streets here in the Bay. And thank you so much for keeping it peaceful.
Yes.
They had to deploy tear gas in L.A. and they made 74 arrests because people wouldn't leave when it was over.
That's not that bad. All right, well, the San Francisco Giants are off to a historically bad start. They were swept by the Yankees in their opening series, which wrapped on Saturday. And between all three games, they managed to score just one run and have 12 total hits. Those are record lows for the team. And being shut out in back-to-back games to open the season had never happened prior to this in the 144-year history of the Giants franchise. Woof. Giants start a new series with the Padres in San Diego tonight. First pitch in that one is at 6:40.
Oh, man. Woo-woo. Partly to mostly cloudy skies today as we get ready for a little bit of rain this week. It's going to be muggy with highs still in the 70s. There is a chance of slight rain overnight, and then there is some rain still in the forecast for tomorrow.
Hey, Aquarius bestie!
Hey!
Your day today is going to be a 5. That thing you're nervous about, you're more prepared than you think. Walk in like you own the place. Someone at work, though, throwing shade because you are thriving. Take it as the compliment it is. Your relationship, it's going to be tested today, but it's actually going to make you stronger if you are able to communicate honestly. You're not, I don't know. It sounds like a disaster.
Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get any further into the show, you guys, we're giving away Giants tickets.
Let's go.
We have Giants tickets. 4 tickets to see the Giants take on the Phillies. April 7th, that is a City Connect Tuesday right here at Oracle Park. If you want these tickets, just leave us a talk back letting us know that you want these tickets. And then we're going to be picking a winner this Friday. Does that sound
That sounds good. Great.
All right. So leave us those talkbacks now for that chance to win.
All right, you guys, can we talk about basically another Firefest event? Because
I love these, by the way.
You know, Firefest happened, and then after that, every event that flops, people compare it to Firefest. Like, we saw the Willy Wonka experience.
I still think that one looked fun.
Stop.
There was a Bridgerton one
at one point.
That was really bad.
And so now, over the weekend, there was Barbie Dream Fest, or what was supposed to be a dream.
That sounds
fun. It sounds beautiful. It sounds amazing. Pink.
It sounds cute.
You know, like a really, really fun experience, especially if you are a Barbie fan. You know, they promised some appearances. They promised a roller rink, like interactive dream house. So you're thinking, I'm going to get to walk into Barbie's dream house.
That's cool.
Take pictures, go to the roller rink, and everything is going to be beautiful. Well, go and check out a video of what it actually looked like at JV Morning Show, because this is a giant, it looked kind of like a giant warehouse maybe. So there is just like gray concrete and a bunch of random booths and vendors. And it isn't giving Barbie Dream Fest. So the comparison of what was advertised versus what you actually get was kind of insane.
It's a little empty. Was this sponsored by actual Mattel and Barbie? Or is this? Because it kind of looks, some of the stuff looks official, right?
So what
it
I
just
heard
looks boring.
Was that like Mattel did kind of approve or did give the rights to the people putting this event on to use the Barbie name, which is not a good look on Mattel because that means they're standing behind this. And it was a complete flop. I mean, so many people online were complaining about this.
Oh, my God.
Well, maybe this is videos taken from, like, before the doors opened.
No.
It just looks like they're, it's very sparsely attended.
And so,
Oh my God.
A day pass was costing you $70 as an adult, $30 as a child. And that's for one day. For 3 days, $150 and $75 for kids. And the tiers just went on and on. Some people paid $250 because they wanted a special swag bag. They wanted autographs.
Wow.
They wanted this, this, and this. Now, I did see that one celebrity showed up, which was Serena Williams. They did have her on the
She actually went
the
to
lineup.
This?
She actually went to
You know,
it.
Even in she person? Walked in there and was like, what is
she
this?
She was there in person. I saw videos of her kind of walking around. And I was surprised that she made it. I'm glad she did, because I think at least people got the experience of talking to her and seeing her. But I'm sure she was there like, what am I doing?
That's so
here?
Embarrassing. I'd be so embarrassed. And we also posted on our story the advertisement they were running to get people to buy tickets. Oh, my God. It looked nothing like that.
Looks a lot more fun. That means they had a decent budget, though. You don't get Serena Williams to show up.
Like, well, they spent all the budget on her.
They must have. I mean, to get it, somebody that big to do an appearance, that number is big, very big. It's larger than most people think.
What I don't understand is like all of the events that we hear about, same thing with Willy Wonka, probably even the Bridgerton, especially this one. It's like, why do they get these venues that are so incredibly ginormous and then they can't fill them and they have like two stands and it makes the entire thing look so much emptier? Why don't they downsize?
But they think.
And do it like in a conference room or something.
Fill it up.
Right, but they think that's going to look sad. They think there's going to be such an overwhelming demand for tickets that it's going to be packed. There's going to be so many people there. They need that much space. And then nobody shows up. I'm still baffled they got Serena Williams for this.
I know. And
that's kind of crazy.
The thing that sucks with an event like this is that if you search up Barbie Dream Fest, there are other Barbie Dream Fests that have happened that do look so much better. They do have a life-size dream house that you can walk into. So if you were to just research Barbie Dream Fest, you'd think that that's what you're going to get.
But this was a knockoff.
And this was a knockoff version. This was in Florida, by the way.
Of course. That tracks. Florida. That tracks.
So, thanks a lot, Florida.
So it just sucks that there were people that literally spent $250 to get this instead of what they thought they were going to get. So I think people are going to be a lot more cautious about going to events like this now that we see time after time they are just flopping.
God, that sucks. Yeah. Wasn't there even like a taco festival that happened here?
Yeah.
And people left there very disappointed. I don't remember the name of it.
I remember that one.
Tacos and
there weren't enough tacos.
Something.
There wasn't enough tacos. And there wasn't enough
it sucks.
Samples of beer or something.
No, it's so incredibly difficult to pull off like a great event of, you know, large scale. But now it sucks that anyone who like can't, they fall short. They're being compared to Firefest.
Yeah. Well, and every large festival takes a couple years to work out all the kinks.
Yes.
As it grows. Yes. They all go through their growing pains. But yeah, you fall on your face in the first one and you've now screwed yourself because everyone's talking about it online. And the next years just don't even happen
just
after that.
Throw it away.
Yeah, just throw it out.
Yeah. So that was Barbie Flop Fest for you.
I like that name better. All right. The Seattle i5 Flasher. What is that? Ooh. Who is that? Graham will tell us next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station. The JV Show on a Monday. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. 7:35. We have your chance to win tickets for Lily Allen inside our Yup Nope game. Coming up a little before that, though, inside our What the Bleep game is your chance to win a chug mug. Graham, before you talk about this Seattle i5 flasher, not really sure what that is. Did you guys see the video of the pageant queen in Thailand who lost her teeth?
No. Well, why are you getting so giggly about
because
that?
I can't help but laugh. It's kind of funny. But she recovered great. Oh, my God. I was not expecting her to recover the way she did. So go to JV Morning Show. It's on our Instagram. This was during the Miss Grand Thailand 2026 preliminaries last week. She's up there and she's talking to the crowd and her top teeth just fall out.
Whoopsies.
So she clearly had on some type of like, I don't know if veneers is the right term because they're not like glued individually to her teeth.
Yeah, these are more like a
temporary, obviously.
Like a cosmetic denture.
Right.
Something like that.
They look good before they fell out.
They look great.
Yeah, she had a great smile before
they fell out and she turns her back to the camera and she fixes them and then she just comes back and she's smizing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Oh, I would have ran out.
I was so embarrassed. Oh my God.
It's a little bit better polydent or whatever that's called or whatever that glue stuff is. Just hold them in there.
So that is on JV Morning Show if you want to go check that out on our Instagram story. All right, Graham.
All right, move over Santa Clara Slapper, Barnes & Noble Nibbler, Cal Poly Butt Sniffer, and all the other pervs we busted on this show. The i5 Flasher has entered the chat. 56-year-old Charles McDonald Porter was arrested about a week ago after a woman said that he exposed himself to her while driving on i5. Kind of hard to do for a guy while driving.
Maybe it's one of those self-driving cars.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, didn't sound like it.
But even those, doesn't it detect your eyes? You have to be looking?
Yeah. They'd be like, hey, you're not allowed to be hanging that thing out the window. eyes back on the road. She reported his vehicle, and it was easy for officers to spot because, of course, it had a very large Seahawks decal on it. Typical Seahawks fan. Well, it turns out this guy has a history of public indecency, all from flashing people on I-5, mainly in the Seattle area, but also in... he's crossed state lines and gone into Oregon as well. But this is what he does. He drives on I-5 and then flashes ladies. And this he has incidents going back all the way to 2010. So he has a pretty extensive history of flashing people out while driving around. I did want to ask you, ladies, have you ever flashed somebody from your car? Again, it's a little easier for the ladies to do when you're flashing the shirt. It's a little tougher for guys to do and keep your feet on the pedals at the same time.
I'll let Jess answer that.
I have not.
Never?
I guess I haven't lived. No.
You ever moaned somebody in a car in high school?
No.
You never dropped a good moon on anybody?
No, I didn't. Have I not lived?
I've never mooned anybody, first of all.
Ever in your life?
Ever.
Wow.
I feel like that's more of like,
should we
like
have
a teenage boy thing.
Right.
I don't see many
young
ladies.
You never mooned a friend? That doesn't have to be a stranger. You don't have to be the I-5 flasher.
No, I've never mooned a friend. No. Oh.
I've phoned a friend.
That's boring.
I've never mooned a friend.
Selena, you ever flashed somebody?
I have flashed somebody. Not driving, though.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
I feel
dangerous.
that seems very dangerous. I don't recommend.
Right, so Graham, you've mooned someone, it seems, in the car.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not while driving. I was a passenger, of course.
And what was the reason? Just for funsies?
Yeah.
Like, or was it a car that you knew the people in?
Yeah, it's like you know the people.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see many young ladies mooning people.
Missing out.
Do you know? I mean, you clearly did that, you know, back in your day. Were ladies doing that as well?
I'm sure it happened.
Really?
And Selena, your flashing incident, was it, were you a passenger in the car or were you, this is just on the street flashing?
No. I said I was in a car, not driving though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. And who were you flashing? Let's unpack this.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, this was
a passerby?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, so maybe there's a police report on you out there somewhere.
There could be. I mean, from what I gathered, they didn't feel offended. They loved it.
Oh, they enjoyed the show.
Yeah. Okay. This is pre-kids, obviously.
Interesting. Okay. And how do you know they enjoyed the show? A lot of honking and waving, thumbs up. What was
smile?
The reaction?
Yeah. I don't remember. It was a long time ago, but I think more shock, but they didn't seem angry.
Okay.
Got it.
I think smiles.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
They were smizing. And Jess, nothing ever in your life? Not even in the locker room, flush your friends, nothing?
I mean, some of my friends have seen me, but I wasn't like, hey, look.
Honk.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah. Yeah, none of that.
is that what guys do? Like, did you moon your friends in the locker room? Hey, guys, check this out.
Yeah.
Probably. I mean, guys do a lot of stupid stuff.
I don't see ladies doing that.
Yeah, like, we're not just like, look, and then pants down.
Or like you're pulling a prank, like, haha, gotcha. Like, we just don't.
There are ladies listening right now that have mooned somebody before. Mooning is not specifically
a male thing. Because I want to know the circumstances. Yeah. I can't imagine it.
Yeah, but I can't imagine. I don't know what the circumstances are when we were mooning each other.
But it distracts more because you guys are like immature boys.
Right.
You get a good cheek pressed up on the glass.
That's what I'm saying. I can't imagine like a young lady
with
morals and integrity doing
it's
that.
It's also a lot harder because our jeans are usually tighter. So I can't imagine myself like pulling those down and then somehow being like bending over. And
baggy jeans are the thing now, Jess. Don't you know that?
Now, but growing up, no. Growing up, I was wearing skinny jeans.
Well, it depends when you were growing up.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm only 26.
Yeah, we're 28 and a half, but I remember when baggy jeans were a thing.
Right. Oh, back then, yeah, I was in elementary school.
Today's hottest trending is coming up next.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
A close call for Taylor Swift. She almost ran into an ex over the weekend. Taylor went to the Paul McCartney concert in LA on Saturday, and I cannot think of anything more boring, but apparently there were a lot of celebs there, her ex being one of them, John Mayer, and they were kind of in the same area. Like, there's pictures of them, and they were each talking to different people. Taylor was seen chatting with Olivia Rodrigo, and then she slid out a different exit. TMZ says it's unclear if Taylor Swift and John Mayer saw each other inside, but it could have been a very, very awkward run-in because they dated back in 2010. Now, they did date only a few months.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize the age gap between these two.
Yeah. Me either.
They dated when he was 32 and she was 19.
That's super weird.
And nobody thought anything of it at the time.
It was a different time then, but it was very weird.
That's gross.
I did not realize this.
That's what I'm saying. That's a 12-year gap. Well, I mean, now. I know you do the math. That ain't mathing. But now they're 12. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Right? Do I?
Wouldn't it have been the same age gap
Wouldn't
then?
There be the same age difference then?
Yeah, but right now she's 36 and he's 48.
Okay.
So that seems more like 12. But you know what I mean.
Well, it's more acceptable when you're older, when someone much older is dating someone 19, that's weird.
It's weird.
I know. That doesn't sit well with me as a parent.
No. Now to the other Taylor Frankie Paul, just to get everyone up to speed. She's the reason this new season of The Bachelorette got scrapped, even though they filmed the entire thing because a video of her attacking her ex surfaced. She's also the reason Secret Lives of Mormon Wives stopped filming mid-season. And as you know, she's being investigated right now for a third domestic violence incident. I am a little confused by something. So those initial reports when we first started talking about her said that the cast, they were the ones that wanted to stop filming. And Jess, you said that production had actually stepped in and it was their call.
It was kind of like first production, they called it. Then the cast also had a say in it afterwards.
And those reports were saying that the cast was fed up with production not stepping in and not doing anything, which we don't know if that's true. Clearly it's not if you're saying production stepped in first. But now we're learning that before season 3 of Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, producers made Taylor go to like a mental health kind of retreat after Dakota raised concerns about her behavior and how she was acting. So they made her go get help before coming back to set to film season 3 of Secret Lives.
And she was gone for a while from that season. And you do see
so this
that
was a known thing.
This was a known thing.
Did they know where... Watching the show, did you know where she was?
I knew that she had gone to get help for something. And you see that she drops off the kid, her child with Dakota and is kind of like, okay, like I'm going to go now like to get help. But I'm surprised that the ladies or that it's coming out that they're saying that the production wasn't helpful because Jessie when she went on the podcast with, on Call Her Daddy podcast, she basically said like, oh, production was great. Like they've been so understanding of what we want, and she like raved about how production has been on their side this whole time. So I'm surprised.
Maybe that's more of the truth. These were initial reports saying that the cast was fed up with production constantly sweeping the fights and stuff under the rug just to keep filming for ratings. So
I mean, if you watch the show, it's not hard to see that they've been a toxic couple this whole entire time. So I'm not surprised that they would be like, hey, girl, like, you need a little bit of help.
I'm kind of surprised that they do that because a lot of times producers don't step in.
Because they want the drama.
Yeah, right. And we talked about the Tyra documentary that came out with America's Next Top Model and all like the things that went on and producers did nothing.
Right.
As someone may or may not have gotten like assaulted during one of the nights.
Yeah.
And they don't do anything to just keep the cameras rolling. Again, that was a long time ago. Maybe now they're more ethical. I hope so.
I hope so, too.
But very interesting. Grammy, let's talk about Steph Curry.
All right, the Warriors in Denver last night taking on the Nuggets. Once again, no Steph Curry in the lineup. This was his 25th straight game he has missed while rehabbing a knee injury. Prior to the game, Coach Kerr said the Warriors medical staff told him that Curry had a really good training session on Sunday, and he might finally be able to return to scrimmaging 5-on-5 with the team, which is something that the Warriors require before allowing an injured player to make it back into the starting lineup. Hopefully he can return soon, but we will have to wait and see because the Warriors have just 7 games left in the regular season. Whoa. They could really use him back in the lineup. They have lost 16 of those 25 games without him. Warriors actually had the lead last night at halftime in Denver, but they couldn't hold it. They ended up getting totally pounded by the Nuggets in the second half. They lost 116-93. Again, just 7 games left in the regular season. The Warriors firmly appears stuck in the 10th seed in the West. It doesn't look like they're in any danger of dropping out of that 10th seed. And in today's playoff scheduling, the 10 seed gets a play-in game to make their way into the playoffs. So the Warriors will sort of be in the postseason in that 10 seed. But again, they got to win a couple of play-in games or whatever to advance into just the regular part of the playoffs. And that's going to be a tall task if Steph Curry's unable to return. At this point, though, I kind of wonder, is it even, if you're not going to be able to move out of the 10th seed, why even play him in any of these remaining regular season games because they seem kind of maybe just keep give him that extra bit of rest and then hope you can have a miracle in the playoffs, which, spoiler alert, won't happen.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you think that's going to happen there?
I don't think they're poised without Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry on maybe not 100% on his knee. I don't think the Warriors... I don't think I'm shocking Warrior fans by saying they don't seem poised for a deep run into the playoffs.
I think most fans kind of know that, too. They've accepted.
But it would be exciting if they could, you know, make a little noise.
Yeah. Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's get to What the Bleep, where you can win a JV Show chug mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that bleeped out word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. First person to get it right wins today's JV Show chuggy mug. You guys ready for today's clip?
Yep.
My husband is constantly trying to not just me, but he tries to the kids too. No one is safe.
Whoa.
Yeah. Probably, by the way, it's the same word.
Got it.
Yes.
You should alert the authorities to that.
It's like an everyday thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez, dial it back, bro. All right. Think about what that bleeped out, what those bleeped out words could be, and like Selena said, they are the same word, but they are something PG and family friendly that we can play on these airwaves. Yes, sickos. Leave us your name and your city along with your guest so we can shout you out. First correct answer of the morning is the only person that will get a JV Show chug mug to get delivered to them in 4 to 6 business days.
Hopefully sooner than that. I feel like Justin's on top of it lately. But get those guesses, and now we're going to play some talkbacks next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This is What the Bleep, where you just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. And if that's you, we are going to be sending you this JV Show chug mug. Here's today's clip in case you missed it. My husband is constantly trying to not just me, but he tries to the kids too. No one is safe.
Leave the kids out of this, you pervert.
It's so annoying. It's not that, Graham. Oh. This is a family show, so that word is something clean.
Never mind.
Let's go to your talkbacks.
Hey, this is Maria from San Jose. I think the word is tickles. He tickles. Thank you.
That's a great guess.
Is your husband the tickler?
No.
Did people actually like getting tickled?
No.
Kids seem to like.
I tickle my kids, though.
Yeah, my kids think it's hysterical. But as an adult, like, just because I'm smiling doesn't mean I'm having fun.
Doesn't mean I like it.
Yeah.
My name is Jocelyn from Vallejo, and I think the bleep that word is prank.
Prank. Very popular guess.
That's a great guess.
This morning. Is your husband a prankster?
Nah, not a whole lot of pranks, no. Oh. Not that I can think of. I don't think so.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Mondo from San Jose, and is the bleeped out word gaslight? Because I do the same thing. Y'all have a great day.
Gaslight? God.
Is he talking about when you try to light one of your farts on fire?
No.
Oh.
Is that not what gaslighting is?
No. Gaslighting is when they try to convince you of...
You're wrong when you're right, and making you feel crazy and stuff.
Yeah, it's more fun lighting a fart. It works.
Great guesses so far, but not the correct one. If you have a guess, you think you know what that bleeped out word is, leave it now on the Talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app, because we're going to play more of your Talkbacks coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
We're playing What the Bleep, where you just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, leave your guess on the Talkback mic on the iHeart app. First person to get it right is the person that wins this JV Show chug mug. So here's today's clip in case you missed it. My husband is constantly trying to not just me, but he tries to the kids too. No one is safe. Like, it's annoying at this point.
Sick.
It's all the time.
Oh my gosh.
Let's go to your talkbacks. Remember, this is a family show, you sickos.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Itadori from Shibuya. And I think that bleep out word is wrestle. Have a good one.
Trying to wrestle me.
That's a good guess.
You guys ever wrestle?
Not me.
No.
You ever wrestle your kids?
No.
Yeah, I don't. My household's not a big wrestling household, but I feel like growing up, man, I used to try to wrestle my brother, whatever. Yeah. We were always wrestling.
No, I mean, like, my husband, AJ, he plays like that with the kids, but, like, you know, that's their thing. I just kind of stay out of that.
Got it.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Monday. I'm going to take a guess at the bleeped out word and say tackle. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Tackle. If my husband is trying to tackle me every day...
That would
I would
suck.
Not like that. I know.
No, it sounds painful. No, thanks. Yeah. Don't tackle me, bro.
No.
Hey, JV Show. This is Nate from Hayward. Our guest for today's bleeped out word is lecture.
Lecture.
Lecture. Great. How about that?
That does not happen. Not to me and the younger kids. My oldest daughter, maybe, maybe a little bit here and there, you know, but lecturing a 3-year old, I'm not really sure how far you'll get with that.
I do it all the time. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
This is Claudia calling from DeSoto, Texas. And I think the bleeped out word is scare. He tries to scare you and the kids.
There scare. It is. Here's today's clip unbleeped.
My husband is constantly trying to scare not just me, but he tries to scare the kids too. No one is safe,
bro.
Like popping out from behind a doorway or something.
Anytime I walk into a room, yeah, or anytime I like close the pantry door, he's standing behind it. He has so many videos of him scaring me.
So people, a lot of people, prank was the most popular guest that came in this morning.
Close.
And so they were very close on that because he's sort of trying to prank you. I don't like that. I don't want an uneasy feeling.
I know.
My kids that try to do that sometimes, and yeah, they'll be inside the pantry when I open it or whatever, you know, and they'll be waiting in there. And a lot of times I know what's coming, and I've seen them. They think that I haven't seen them sneak into a spot to scare me or whatever, but other times they flat out have scared the you-know-what out of me. And I'm just like, stop. This is so unnecessary. I don't like this. I don't want to walk around my house on edge all the time.
Yeah.
Although it is kind of funny. I probably did the same thing. I deserve it. All right, let's give some shout-outs. First, to Claudia. Did she say DeSoto, Texas?
She did.
I got to get a map out. But just in the ratings, I'm looking. JV Show, number one in DeSoto, Texas.
Yes!
I don't know where on the map it is. I couldn't point to it, but JV Show, number one there. And Claudia had the very first correct answer this morning. Nice work, JV Show. Chugmug, coming your way. Jess, do we ship to Texas?
We do, yeah.
We do?
We ship all over the world, really.
Do we have to put an extra stamp on there?
No.
You don't handle the actual mailing.
Right, so I wouldn't know.
No, that's our buddy Ross that handles that. Thank you, Ross.
Thank you.
All right, a lot of other people came with the correct answer this morning. Let's shout them out, shall we? Riley and Hayward had the correct answer. Not as fast as Claudia, though. So did Kyle and Manteca. What's up, Kyle?
What's up?
Ruby in South San Francisco had it. So did our buddy Julie in Valley Springs. Ricky in San Jose came with the correct answer this morning. So did Nancy Modesto. TJ in Livermore. TJ, what's up? Richa in Fremont had it. So did Kelly in San Jose. Lance in San Ramon had it. So did Emily in Vallejo. Rainier in Hayward had it. So did John in Fremont. What's up, John? Happy Monday. Kidding, Mondays suck. The cookies in San Francisco, the entire carload of cookies, they had the correct answer. So did Bridget in San Jose and Richard in San Jose. We see you this morning. In San Jose. Anybody else that squeaked one in at the last second there?
Jess, I think just Sylvest from Hayward.
Okay, there you go.
Hayward! Well, thank you everyone for playing this morning.
Yep.
We'll do it again tomorrow, same time, 7:05 here on the JV Show.
Cool.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This is Claudia from DeSoto, Texas. I'm so excited. I just won the Chug Mug. I've been wanting to win it for a while now, and you guys are number one here in DeSoto, Texas.
Yes.
I'm so excited. I can't wait to receive it. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday!
Yeah, that was our winner from our What the Bleep game a little bit earlier. Still looking for DeSoto, Texas on the map. I haven't been able to find it yet, but JV Show, number one there. That's
there,
a big
though.
Deal.
Wow.
Congrats, Claudia.
All right, let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Robert.
Robert, what is going on? How was the weekend?
Oh, it was pretty good. It was my birthday weekend.
Nice!
Nice, that sounds fun.
Who gives a fart?
All right, well, let's get right to the game then. Jess, what is Robert playing for today?
You are playing for two tickets to check out Lily Allen at the Chase Center.
All right, it's our Yup Nope game. We're going to ask you four trivia questions. You just have to get three correct, and the tickets are yours. Are you ready?
Ready, steady.
Here we go. Question number one. Which amendment to the U.S. Constitution deals with the right to bear arms?
Second.
Yeah.
There it is. Second Amendment,
the old number two. All right, and now we'll move on to question number two. In traditional bowling, how many pins are you trying to knock down?
10.
Yeah.
Easy peasy,
apparently.
Question number three, Robert. What U.S. state is nicknamed the Wolverine State?
That was my Wolverine impression.
Michigan.
Yeah.
Michigan.
Ah, did you know it all over here?
Okay, three for three. Doesn't even.
I'm a nerd.
Self-proclaimed nerd on the line. Doesn't even need this fourth question to win the game. He's already done it. We'll do it just for funsies. Question number four. Knots are the typical unit of measurement for the speed of what?
Boat.
Yeah.
All right, that was too easy.
Roll, baby.
Yes, nautical miles, knots. Yeah. I also would have accepted airplanes there. They use those too, but okay. Boats was the answer we were looking for. And we got it correctly.
We love this for you because you
let's go.
Yes, two tickets to check out Lily Allen at Chase Center. Congratulations.
Congrats, Robert.
Oh, thank you for the birthday present.
Yeah.
Who gives a fart?
You're welcome. Hey, Robert, hang on there. Jess is going to get those tickets to you. Just hang on one quick second. Grammy, do we have some shout-outs?
You know we do. A lot of people in my DMs got one here. It says, hi, Graham, reaching out again. If you could please give my husband, Peter, a birthday shout-out on Monday. His birthday is actually on Tuesday, tomorrow, but we're always a day late with the podcast, so I'm hoping he'll actually get this one on his birthday. He's an amazing husband and teacher, and I hope he has the best birthday. Love, Raina, Charlie, PJ, and Clementine. Yes, happy, happy early birthday, but by the time you hear this on the podcast, it'll be his actual birthday. But either way,
who gives a fart?
Hey, Graham, mom here sliding back into your DMs for a shout out request. Welcome back. Can you please help me in wishing my Irish twins, Lola and Coco, a happy fourth and third birthday? Happy birthday, Lola and Coco. I hope you both have the best day ever. Mommy.
I'm a mommy.
And daddy love you so much. Yes, happy birthday to both of you
guys.
Who
gives a fart?
Irish twins. Do you think they have the exact same birthday, just a year apart? Or just like we're close enough?
Is that what that means?
You have never heard the expression Irish twins?
No.
Irish twins is when you have kids like really close, sometimes even less than a year apart.
Oh.
And it's like they are, you know, but they are different ages.
Interesting. I've never heard that.
Really? Interesting. All right. Well, yeah, they might have the same birthday. Who knows? All right. Hello, JV Show. First time giving a birthday shout out. I hope I'm doing it right. You are. I'd like to give a shout out to my godson, Marco, turning the big 10. We love you so much, Papas. Have a great birthday from Nina. Mommy, Anna.
I'm a mommy.
Dad, Alex, Vanessa, Junior, Connor, Daniela, Andrew, Cielo, Bluey, Bingo, Batman, Miso, Tiger, and Mocha. That's
wow.
A mixture of family and pets, I think, given that.
Who gives a fart?
Good morning. Reaching out to wish my son, Eduardo, a happy 15th birthday. We are all excited to celebrate you on your special day here at Disney, California. Ooh, that's nice.
Stop.
We love
I'm
you
so
very
jealous.
Much. That's from Mom, Dad, and Tio, Alex. Yes, happy birthday there.
Who gives a fart?
Have fun. Morning, Graham. I'd like to give a birthday shout out to my little sister, Nicole, who said, goodbye to her 20s and hello to her dirty 30s. I love you, Nicole. You're doing great. Keep going and never give up. And also, welcome to your dirty 30s. And that is from your sister, Amber, in Fairfield. Yes, happy
Woo!
Birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hi, Graham. I want to give a belated shout out to my daughter, Stella, who's a fierce goalie. Happy, happy 10th birthday from Papa, Mommy.
I'm a mommy.
Chloe and Tatiana. Yes, happy, happy birthday there.
Who gives
happy
a fart?
Birthday. One final one. Hi, Graham. Mom here again. Can you please wish our son, Liam, a happiest 10th birthday? Welcome to Double Digits, buddy. Keep being the silly self you are. We love you. And that's from Mommy.
I'm a mommy.
Daddy, your sisters, Kalia, and the twins. Yes, happy, happy birthday. I hope you have a great 10th birthday. But keep this in mind, particularly about 10th birthdays.
Who gives a fart?
Ooh, that is really a great point. All right, we have to talk about Tiger Woods, his DUI, and the rollover crash that he caused. All coming up next inside today's Hottest Trending.
Hottest Things Trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Tiger Woods rolled his car.
Damn it,
like,
Tiger!
What is happening? Bro, imagine this. Okay, it's Friday afternoon. 2 p.m., beautiful day, right? The sun is out, shining, birds are chirping. There was a guy in a pickup truck just driving down the street, minding his own business. He starts to turn into a driveway, and then all of a sudden, a Range Rover comes roaring down the street, speeding, clips his car, and then rolls over onto the driver's side. And the driver of that Range Rover was Tiger Woods.
Yikes.
So his car is sideways. After the accident, Tiger had to climb out of his car through the passenger window.
Yeah.
Because the driver's side is like completely on the pavement. Deputies showed up to the scene. They breathalyzed him because he appeared to be impaired and lethargic. That test came back 0.00. So they're like, okay, he's on some medication, right? He was arrested and booked for DUI. He refused to submit to further testing. So we may never know exactly what he was on, but I think we have a pretty good idea.
How can you? I didn't think you could just be like, no, I'm not going to do that. Eventually, I thought they forced you to do it. Don't they want to determine what he was on? Like, I don't get that. I always understood you could like refuse a breathalyzer or whatever, but then they're going to take you down to the hospital and give you a blood test or whatever the other test. Like, I didn't think you could just fully just be like, nah, I'm going to sit this one out. Like, what?
I never really thought about it. I mean, do you have
the law's different there?
Do you
than
have
they
to
here?
Give consent? I mean, it is Florida. I don't know. Maybe it's different, right. But maybe you do have to give consent, but all the other people before him have been so drunk, they're like, yeah, we'll do, go ahead, do whatever you want.
I don't know. I thought they were allowed to, if they thought you were impaired, I thought they were allowed to try to determine what you were impaired on.
Yeah, I'm not really sure, but yeah, so he denied, he refused taking any other tests. He is still recovering from some surgery, so it's not like hard to believe that he is most likely on some painkillers. You know, a lot of people think it's actually clear as day there's some kind of abuse problem in that department stemming from all of his surgeries over the years.
Well, that's what happened. Remember, I think it was 2017.
Yeah.
He was on the side of the road. His car was all dinged up. He was like asleep, wasn't he? And then again, I don't think he had any alcohol in his system, but he had a combination of...
And he admitted to being on a combination of different other medications.
Things. And I'm assuming, I guess that has just carried over. This is another instance of why are you... Tiger is one of the richest athletes on the face of the planet. Why is there not somebody driving you?
There's actually reports out about why he will never get a driver because it seems like the easiest fix. We can avoid all of this by you not driving. Sources say that's absolutely out of the question for Tiger because he cares too much about his privacy, doesn't want to feel like somebody's watching over him or knows what he's doing at all times, which is what someone who is suffering from an addiction would probably say because he doesn't want anyone to know about the addiction, even though everybody has a pretty good idea that that is what's going on. So
yeah, these are not valid excuses. Like, you can't, I don't care. Oh, I don't want anyone watching. It's a privacy thing. I don't care. You've almost died. He almost lost his leg in the other rollover crash that he was involved in where he was speeding. And I guess, I don't know that they, if there was ever any substance testing on that one or they declined to do it, I think I read. But remember when he rolled his car? That was a super scary crash. His leg was totally mangled. They almost had to cut his leg off. Like, that's how bad it was. Get a driver, bro. Yep. Either you are driving impaired, which you should not be doing, or you just really suck at driving and operating a car. And if it's that, also you should get a driver.
The thing is, he won't. He refuses to, especially because he thinks he's always good to drive. That's what another source said. Like, he's one of those people that thinks he's good to drive when clearly you're on any substance, you're not good to drive.
I can't understand after you've had that terrible of incidents happened to you already that isn't the wake-up call. Like, you almost lost your leg. That if that's not the wake-up call, and now here you are rolling your car again.
I know.
Like, how are you just rolling your car on just a regular old city street? You're driving
so casually. Tiger just rolled his car again. What?
Tiger was my golf hero, and then
is this like tarnishing your perception of him a little bit?
Big time. Of course. I mean, what he accomplished on the golf course is second to none. What he did was incredible. And for me, that was, I think, and everyone's like, how could you watch golf? It's boring. I agree. Watching golf is boring. Unless Tiger Woods was playing, like, in his prime, that it was incredible to watch. Otherwise, I think watching golf is boring. I agree with everybody. But
even
watching Tiger was incredible.
Even people close to Tiger are like, it's time to grow up. Like, you're 50 years old and you're still rolling your car on a Tuesday afternoon or whatever it is. Like, it's time to just, let's stop doing that.
Come on, bro.
Is this the start of Kanye's comeback? I don't know if you guys saw that Kanye dropped his album Bully over the weekend and he even dropped a new video for his song Father. It features Travis Scott. He makes an appearance in the video. And the video, by the way, was directed by his wife, Bianca. This is her directorial debut, if anybody gives a fart. In the video, Kanye is sitting in a church, right? And I think we have a little snippet up at JV Morning Show? It's on our Instagram story. And behind Kanye sitting there is Michael Jackson. A lot of people thought that this is AI because it looks just like the real Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Turns out this is just a really, really good Michael Jackson impersonator. This is like an actual guy
that
looks dead on like him. It is. Fabio Jackson. That's his name. How do you know him?
Because he is all over social media. Like, there was a time where in Vegas, there was somebody doing a Michael Jackson impersonation, and he walks up to the impersonator like if he was the real Michael Jackson, like being admired. Like, I don't know. It's so people think he's strange because they think he's taking it too far and reacts to certain Michael Jackson things as if he was the real Michael Jackson.
So he's like a real impersonator.
He's stuck in character.
Real impersonator.
Like that one guy that played Elvis in the movie.
Yeah, Austin Butler.
Austin Butler. Yeah, he's stuck in it.
So overall, though, people are actually really here for Kanye's comeback. Now, granted, I haven't gone and checked out comments for myself, but TMZ is reporting that the overall consensus is that Kanye is back at his best, and the song and video are getting a ton of praise online. Remember, he also has a show, and I just checked. He added a second show. He has two shows next week at SoFi Stadium in L.A. Going to be his first performances in 5 years.
Wow.
Dang.
I can't believe it's been that long.
I know.
And that, of course, is going to sell out because...
Yeah, I mean, I just checked now for the first show. I'm like, you're only going to add a second show if the first one is near sold out, right?
Yeah.
There's still hella tickets.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Wait a second.
But there's still time. There's still time.
You guys said this thing was going to sell out
in
seconds. And
I still stand by that. I still think it's going to sell out.
Okay.
Can we go back to the Prediction Journal really quick? Because last February in 2025, you guys said that Kanye and Bianca were done. And I said they're still going to be back together.
I'm shocked they're still together.
Just saying.
I'm shocked that there's any consistency.
I'll admit when I'm
there's
wrong.
No consistency in that guy's life. None. Right. In any other facet. And yet she's still there. I mean, good for them, I guess.
She's the real one.
I guess.
She's the real one holding him down. Graham, what do you have?
All right, a couple of quick things I need everyone to check this morning. First, check your lotto tickets because someone in the Bay Area might be discovering today that they are $10 million richer. Somebody bought a winning Super Lotto Plus ticket at the 7-Eleven on Central Avenue in Fremont. That was for Saturday night's drawing. So if that was you and you are listening right now, don't forget about your favorite local morning radio show that's been providing you free entertainment all these years.
We love the city of Fremont and everyone in it.
Yes, happiest place
Best
on earth.
Best city ever.
You could pay
Best
us back.
Best people ever.
All right, it's also time for everyone to check their March Madness brackets. Do you guys got yours in front of you?
Oh, I was going to start mine today.
Oh, that's not really the same. Jess, did you ever fill one out?
I did not.
Okay.
This was going to be my year, too.
It's not. The Final Four is now set. We're down to just four teams. Yesterday, it appeared that powerhouse 1-seed Duke was once again going to be making it back to the Final Four, but they were stunned. I mean, stunned by number 2, UConn, who rallied from 19 points down and then capped it with a deep three by a freshman with just 0.4 seconds left on the clock to give them the upset win. So we have UConn, who's going to be taking on Illinois, a 3-seed. And then we have Arizona and Michigan in the other Final Four game. Both of those teams are number 1 seeds in the tournament. Those games are going to be this Saturday. And then the championship game will be on Monday the 6th.
So
the
Go Mets!
Right after that. And I've got 2 out of the Final Four teams in my bracket.
Wow.
So just like to... It's not great, but I'll take a little. And I have Michigan.
Better than me.
I have Michigan winning it all, so we shall see. And
that's what I would have also had in my bracket.
Sure. And even if that happens, I won't win the pool that I'm in. There are several other people that will be in front of me. So.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Graham, did you yell at somebody else's kids, or did somebody yell at your kids?
I may have yelled at somebody else's kid.
You did?
And I need to throw this out to the JV Show fam and understand, what are the rules on this? And I want to know what you guys would have done in my situation.
Okay.
So I went to pick up my kids from school last week. And my daughter, who is 6 years old, she's in the first grade, had decided... I don't know if she had decided as a group with her two of her little friends that they were going to come over to our house. This is unbeknownst to me. Of course, I didn't know that this was the plan, and neither did any of the parents involved. So my daughter Quinn walks out with her two besties, and they are all locked arms, and they said, they're coming home with us. And I said, that sounds like fun. We should set that up for some time in the future, but we can't do that today. I only have 2 booster seats in my car. I don't have room for you guys. Also, you guys, I have to have your parents say, yes, that's okay that I can drive you home. And these little group of, I want to call them something mean. I'm kidding. These little girls said, no, we're coming. They didn't care. They would not take no for an answer.
Oh, no.
And so I kept having to repeat myself like, hey, I think it's a great idea. Would love to have you guys over, but you can't come over. I just can't do it. I have to get home. I've got some work to do. And we just can't do this logistically, the car and your parents and all the things. And I just kept laying out the reasons. And they just said nope. And they just started walking to my car. It didn't matter. And I was parked pretty far away. They just took off walking to the car. Now, I didn't follow them because I'm like, I'm not even going to entertain this? And so then eventually they came walking back once they realized that I didn't walk to the car. And look, these other two girls are enrolled in the after school program, so their parents aren't there to pick them up.
Oh.
They're supposed to go check in at the after school program.
And they're not showing up to that.
And by now we're like 10 minutes past where they're supposed to have gone check in. So I'm gently reminding them, hey, you guys need to go to the aftercare program or otherwise they're going to get worried. And like your parents, they might, you know, get notified that you didn't show up, and then your parents are going to be really worried. And that logic did not work either. Then they turned and walked back to the car again. They said, no, we're going. We're coming to your house. And I said, no, can't do that. You guys have to go to the aftercare program. No, look, I was not yelling yet, but one of them finally, and we're about 20 minutes now past when they were supposed to go to the aftercare, one of them, I was like, she finally peeled off and went to the aftercare. I think she was starting to get worried. You know, my message was being received you have to go check in there. Otherwise,
was there someone from the school around?
Like, no, this is on the street in front of the school. These two girls aren't even supposed to be off campus. You know what I mean? They're supposed to be on the other side of the fence going into the aftercare program. I can't. So now it's just my daughter and one other girl. And this one will not leave and will not listen to me. Look, I'm used to my daughter not listening to me, clearly, but it was the other girl, I would assume, look, I'm not her parent, so she's going to listen to me. Like, my kids will listen to somebody else that's speaking to them sternly more
right.
than
not
that.
You.
They tune me out, no problem. This little girl, you've never seen somebody so defiant. She was like, nope, we're going. And I was like, I can't take you. I don't have a seat for you. I don't have your parents' permission. And you guys, we are now 40 minutes past the time. All I want to do at this point is go home. I got work to do. I don't want to be standing in front of the school arguing with two six-year-olds for 40 minutes. Finally, by minute 45, I lost it, you guys. And I raised my voice and I yelled. I was like to the friend and my daughter. I was like, she cannot come over. She has to go to the after school program. You have to get over there now. They don't know, you know, and I yelled. I did. I yelled. And finally, after, I think at this point, we're just under an hour. I get to finally peel off. The majority of the times that I tried to give them a stern talking to, they just walked away from me. They were off running. I sent my son after them. Can you go track them down? Tell them to get their butts back here. I tried everything. And at the end, I lost it and I yelled. I didn't like lose it. Like I wasn't out there screaming, but it was the yelling. That was the only tool left in my bag. And I was like, this feels so weird. I don't want to be yelling at somebody else's kid, but I need to leave. I've been here almost an hour trying to leave. We're the last people out there on the street. There's nobody around. All the kids have left the school.
And there's just a grown man yelling at little girls.
Yes.
Did anybody see you? Were you afraid that like someone
was going to record?
I mean, it looked like I was out there probably trying to abduct my daughter because I'm like grabbing her backpack like, I'm taking you. We're going.
No.
You know, you go back that way. You have go towards the aftercare. What are the rules? Let me around the room first. And if you want to leave a talk back on this, if you've ever yelled at somebody else's kid, because I do want to know what the rules are on this. But Selena, what would you have done? Would you have yelled at? Look, she's a sweet kid. My daughter Quinn's friend's a sweet girl. Very defiant, apparently, because I had no idea that she was going to dig in like that for almost an hour. Would you have yelled?
Yeah, I would have yelled. I don't know if I would have yelled at the other kid, though. I think the general rule is you don't yell at somebody else's kid. I know what I would have done maybe 5 minutes in is yell at my own kid.
Right. Yeah, but I tried that. I mean, there was nothing.
Yeah, I don't know. I think most parents probably would have got to the same point as you where they've exhausted every other option. And like, what else is there than to yell at the other kid? Although nobody wants to do that. I don't recommend it because you don't know how that other parent is going to react when that kid goes home. And they're like, hey, you know what happened to me? Somebody's dad yelled at me or somebody's mom.
And you know she did that.
I know. She wouldn't leave.
The other thing I would have done, and maybe I don't know if this is something that you would have even thought of because it's weird you being a male, but I would have dragged both of them back into the school.
No, I'm not putting my hands on somebody else's kid.
Right.
Imagine if somebody did that to your kid.
But then I also want to know, is this a kid that I know? Like, their besties, like, have we spent time with them? Do I know the kid's parents?
Yeah.
If it's like a stranger kid, I think I might just grab that kid's hand like, hey, you belong back in school. You're not supposed to be out here and we're going to the office.
But you're not going so, back and forth for 50 minutes.
That I'm not doing.
I'm so shocked you did.
Like, I know the parents, but I don't know them well enough. Like, I don't have their phone number. Otherwise, I would have called them right then and there and been like, I can't get rid of your kid. Like, I can't. She's refusing and not listening to me and is being defiant. And yeah. I need to go home. I got to leave. I can't put her in my car. And she's supposed to be at the aftercare program in case she's been reported missing by now because it's already been an hour. Right. But, Selena, you would feel some type of way. If somebody grabbed your kid and forcefully kind of dragged them along by the hand back to school, right?
I think, yeah, it depends who and if my kid is out front of the school on the street, or she's not supposed to be. Thank you for getting her back in, because that would worry me more.
Yeah, but that's not the story.
But
it also depends who, yeah, dad, yeah. No. That's why I'm saying maybe it's different for you, but if it was like her friend's mom, like, then I'm not mad. Like, yes, take her back where she needs to go.
It's just
I feel differently if it was a dad.
See? Right, but you're not there. You're not seeing the whole story. So once you hear from a teacher like, oh, she was out there for this long and then somebody brought her back, like you're wondering what the story even was, and you don't even know if you believe the parent.
I mean, my kids, if another parent told them to do something sternly, they would snap to attention so quickly. I mean, they, like I said, my kids tune me out. But if somebody else was like said something to them, oh, my God, suddenly they would be like, whoa. What?
And if they weren't doing that and doing what they were being told to do, would you feel some type of way if another dad yelled at your daughter the way that you yelled at that other little girl?
Ooh.
That's a great question.
I don't think you feel so great.
I wouldn't be upset about it, because I would understand that, like, okay, this is what needed to happen. I'd rather that than them put their hands on her. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So giving a stern talking to, that's fine. I kind of want, it's like it takes a village to raise a kid. And sometimes you need people in public or otherwise to sort of reprimand your kids.
I don't like that. Don't reprimand my kid.
I've heard you say that before.
I don't like that.
And I think everybody needs to play a part.
But again, it depends too. A stranger, don't talk to my kid. Don't yell at my kid. Don't reprimand my kid. It's not your job.
Yeah. I don't know. We've talked about that before.
But a friend's parents, I'm more okay with.
But
if my kids were doing something bad and I wasn't around there and a other parent spotted it and said something, by all means, reprimand my kid.
Mm-mm. Say something to me.
Yeah, but what if you're not there?
Then call the police.
Then take her to jail. Then just take her to jail.
I guess.
Do you kind of feel like where is this? I'm kind of also blaming the school. Like, why is it so easy for your kids to just walk out?
Well, because they all don't know. They all line up and go to the aftercare program. My kids used to go to that
and
same aftercare program.
Watching them?
Or nobody wondering, like, hey, we have a list of the kids that should be here. Somebody is not. Let's go find them. Like, why is that?
That's kind of weird.
I guess, unless they just assume that somebody picked them up. I don't know how tight the protocols
these
are. I don't want to throw them under
just
the bus here.
But, have.
Yeah.
We're probably going to have a lot of talkbacks rolling in, so we'll get to those coming up next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Graham, because we have a lot of talkbacks rolling through, will you just recap what happened to you?
So I may or may not have had to yell at a kid at my daughter's school because her friend decided that they were going to drive home with me that day for like a play date or whatever. That kid was supposed to go to the after school program. And after almost an hour, I had to yell at this other kid and tell her, you need to go to the after school program. You are not allowed to come home to my house. This was not something that had been arranged.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Melissa from San Jose. Happy Monday. Oh my gosh, Graham, the amount of patience that you have. I would have just marched into the aftercare and been like, hey, you got two stray kids out here and you need to call their parents because they're not coming in. And I would have left with my kid. I'd just lock the doors, throw my kid in the car and lock the doors. No yelling, no touching needed. Okay, have a great day. Bye.
Bye. No touchy.
Yeah,
no touchy.
I'm telling you, I didn't know how to handle this situation. I've never been in this situation before.
Right.
I would have left both of them.
You'll leave your kid there, too. Like, joke's on you. No one.
I wanted to. Believe me.
Graham, why didn't you call the school? I would have called the school from out there, told them what was going on, and had them come deal with that kid. That's what I would have done.
Oh, yeah. Seems like an easy fix.
You know, I didn't want to. So we're out in front of the school, and they had, by this point, had walked more than a block away from me. in protest of me saying no, that they couldn't come here. And so I needed to have eyes on them. I guess I could have called the school, but I sent my son to go into the front office of the school to say, hey, is there anybody that can help the situation? To which they responded, no.
Oh. They said no, even though there's a responsible for that student.
They that like that's part of the after school program and the thing. I don't know. That was not their whatever. This is just what my son went in there and relayed to them. He's only 8, but he tried to go alert somebody for me.
Wow.
Good morning. Obviously, that little girl needs some discipline. You were completely in the right, especially after an hour after school starts. Or ended, sorry. Everyone have a good day.
Okay, thank you. So that was, I mean, what I was asking was, what are the rules on yelling at somebody else's kid? Mm-hmm. Because once we hit an hour past, I'm going to be honest. It wasn't like some crazy anger, you know, I didn't fly off the handle or anything, but it was a stern, it was a slight yelling.
You know what I would have done, and it works with my kids every time?
What?
I threatened to call the police on them.
I should have. I was desperate. I would have done anything.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Kristen out of Oakland. Graham, I would have definitely had a staff come out and get that child and called home or whatever you needed to do. But 45 minutes, way too long. If I knew that child well and that child had been over my house and knew me, I would have grabbed her by the arm and dragged her kicking and screaming back to the after school program, because most programs do not call parents if their child does not come. I would have also told Quinn, don't do that again.
Yeah, how did you handle your daughter after that?
Well, she got grounded.
Oh, what does that mean for a 6-year-old? She, like, no more drinking, no more going out to the clubs, like,
yeah.
No smoking.
No smoking. Vapes. Yeah, no vapes. It means no screens. Right. And
that's like the worst.
And she lost a couple of her stuffies because she has to sleep with 6 particular stuffies.
Oh no.
And I did have to take away baby deer and one of the other ones.
You're a monster, Graham. You're a monster.
There had to be consequences. But yeah, a lot of people. Thank you, everybody. Love to talk back. A holy tidal wave of talkbacks. We couldn't play them all there. But most people were saying, like, why didn't you go get a staff member or somebody at the school to go get them? In my defense, I could not leave them because at one point they ran out into the street, crossing the street on their own to go to the next block because my car was 2 blocks away, and they went in the street. And so I'm like, I need to have eyes on them. I can't leave because what if something happened to them while they're, because now they're under my watch, right? So I needed to keep eyes on them. I tried sending my son into the school. That didn't work. Nobody came out. So I don't know.
Well, I guess.
So the only thing that worked was a slight yelling. I felt bad about it.
So, I give you a pass this instance. Just don't make it a habit.
So, Jess, what would you have done?
I would have tricked them into going back into the after school program with a tiny little lie.
Like what?
Like, oh my God, wait, I just forgot they were having a ice cream party in the after school program. Let's just go get ice cream, and then after that we'll leave all together. And then, psych! Get in there, close the door, leave.
They tried to, you know what these little jerks did? They tried to trick me. They finally, the two of them together walked into the after school program, and they pretended like the door was locked. And they're like, it's locked. Now we have to go home with you.
Oh my God, they are so sneaky!
I was like, no it's not. I know that door's unlocked.
You should have just taken
it. And I had to march over there and open the door, which was unlocked, of course.
Wow.
I tried everything. You guys, it really tested my patience.
Hey, I kind of respect that, though.
Me too, but like, come on, it's been an hour at this point. I want to go home.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get to this whole party, Graham, you were telling us how you had no choice but to yell at your daughter's friend.
In my mind, I had to yell at one of my daughter's friends. And we've played a few talkbacks about this because she wouldn't go back to the after school program. They were both insistent that they were going to drive home with me. And I was like, that ain't going to happen. Your parents haven't approved this. And so I did have to give her a yelling to after 45 minutes to finally get her to return to the aftercare program. Now, we got a ton of talkbacks about this, but the most debated issue on these talkbacks was, Graham, you should have gotten someone from the after school program to come help you, because if kid doesn't check in immediately, they start to alert the parents and local authorities and whatnot. And then we have a bunch of other people that are like, nah, after school programs, they don't really check in the kids at all. I can't figure this out, you guys.
Good morning, guys. Giving you guys a talk back about the after school program. I used to work there, and trust me, we don't go tracking the kids if they don't show up to after school, because sometimes the kids get picked up early. So what we just do when we see the kids, or they come and check up with us, check in with us, we signed the time that they came to us. Thank you. Have a good one, guys. Love y'all. Bye.
Bye. So, but if a kid is missing, like they don't, no one's tracking that.
They don't know. She's saying they only sign in the kids that show up and sign in. And I'm pretty sure that's how this one works at my kid's school, but I'm not certain.
Going to that topic about yelling at somebody else's kid, in that situation, I do think you were in the right. I was just shocked to hear the full situation because I work for an after school care program. And within the first 10 minutes, if that child is not located, like after the bell rings, the police are called because we call parents first. We have staff go around the school looking for the child. We contact the office, which they do the speaker, and then the police are called.
That's how I feel like it should be.
Right.
Well, I do too, but I guess it just varies school by school.
Interesting.
Yeah, because I wasn't receiving any assistance.
Yeah, and then Graham had to yell at this poor little girl on the street.
Oh, stop it.
She was a child. All right, so what is a whole party?
You guys, thousands upon thousands of people gathered at Ocean Beach as part of the No Kings rallies on Saturday. But if you went a little farther down Ocean Beach, there was another gathering, and this was the whole party. Said about 250 people attended this, and the organizers of the event, I guess this was like the 12th or 13th one that they've done. They did the first whole party back in 2022, and all it is a bunch of people, everyone brings a shovel and they just dig a giant hole in the beach.
Why?
And then everybody like looks at the hole. Some people dive into the hole. Some people jump in and like dig around some more in the hole, and then they just fill the hole in back with sand at the end of the day. It's a giant hole party, and they dug this thing, look, pretty deep. It's not like a, I'd like it to see, be a little more organized. I saw pictures of the hole, and it was very irregular shaped.
Okay.
If you're picturing one big round,
that would bother
like,
me.
Neat, orderly hole, it's not that. This is a, this hole is all
like
over the place. And it's, but that's all that they do. And the organizer even said, when I first thought of this idea, because people like digging at the beach and stuff like that, he thought, is this stupid? Is anyone going to show up? And turns out hundreds of people now show up to this event, and they're going to organize more in the future. Would you guys ever go to a hole party?
No.
Why not?
I don't want to dig.
Yeah. I went to the beach a couple weeks ago when it was super hot out here.
Did you dig a hole?
Even though it was cold at the beach. We dug a smaller one with the kids, and it was tiring.
Yeah. Okay, but wouldn't your kids be excited to see a much bigger hole?
Sure, so they can do it. I'm not doing it. I'm not going.
And would you be the person trying to make it proportionate if it was kind of like...
It would bother me if it was irregular shaped.
Yeah, this thing
I feel
was...
like I'm not a very OCD person, but that would really piss me off.
This hole was really, really messy. I'm like, can you guys clean up your hole?
Thank you.
Yeah. Let's at least...
Make it even, please.
I get it's a party and everybody wants to get into the hole, but like, let's at least take turns and make sort of a circle around the hole, and then everyone can get into it.
Speaking of the beach... Is it because it is spring break time? Grandma, your kids on spring break now?
They are this week.
Mine are as well. Is there an age limit for going to like spring break in Mexico?
Is that where you sent your kids?
No. Oh. No. I mean, everyone's, you know, on spring break here and there last week, this week, next week. And I was on Instagram and there's somebody who I don't know very well, but, you know, I follow this person. Okay. And they were like in Cancun or Cabo. Don't get me wrong. It looked like such a fun time, but I kind of feel like it was just a much younger crowd there than what this person was. Is there an age limit? Like, at what age do you not go to spring break in Mexico to party with like college students?
I thought once you were out of college,
right?
So there is an age limit.
I thought you needed to be a student of some sort.
Because obviously you can go party in Mexico whenever
you
want,
but should you?
When it's spring break and you know that everybody that's going to be there is just like.
Early
20 years old.
That actually sounds pretty fun now that you said it out loud. Maybe
even me, 26 and a half, like I wouldn't go to like a college spring break party.
It would make me feel really old.
If you were like 24 or something, you're a couple years removed from college or whatever, that seems fine, right?
24 is fine.
Okay.
But me, 26, 26 me 28.
And a half. Yeah. Me, I'm 28 and a half.
But
too far.
Technically, you can be in college at any age.
That's a good point. So it's never too late to start.
Right. So then
that's a good point.
You know? So it really is, there's no age limit, I guess.
So you're telling me I can re-enroll in a graduate program now. Hey, me, college student, I'm back, yeah. and then I can go down to Rosarito and just rage.
Yes, yes.
That sounds awesome. You know what? I do want to continue to pursue a higher education.
Me too. I do too now.
All right, today's Hottest Trending is coming up next.
Hottest Things Trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Travis Kelce just landed a major deal with Tommy Hilfiger. So he is now a global ambassador for the brand and a creative collaborator, meaning that he is going to help design a capsule collection that blends Hilfiger's classic look with his own loud style. The rollout of this is expected to be huge. He is going to be the face of a fall 2026 campaign set in New York, and that's going to carry well into 2027. It's expected to be mostly like sportswear with some like more tailored looks, but it's going to be built around Travis's style, bold colors, statement pieces. So for this next season with the Chiefs, he is going to be wearing a lot of Tommy Hilfiger through the tunnel to show off some of these outfits.
Has there ever in the, can you think of anybody that was semi-famous? I mean, Travis Kelce, people knew who he was, particularly in the sports world. Has everybody been anybody that has been semi-famous that has vaulted to this level of stardom just by the sheer fact of who they are dating, engaged to, or married to? I can't think of anybody that has just vaulted this far to absolute stardom with endorsements and commercials and everything more than Travis Kelce.
Yeah, he pretty much takes it.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are others.
There's other people, but not to this level.
Not even other Taylor exes.
Right.
Right. Yep. Interesting. When you think of like the first person that came to mind was like Haley, then Baldwin. It's like, and you kind of, she was around.
And she got a lot more fans for dating Justin Bieber. I'm sure they're out there. I'm just like on the top of my head.
But even that is like not this level.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he takes it. And you're going to be wearing Tommy Hilfiger now?
No.
From now on?
When I think of Travis Kelce, I don't feel like he has a signature style that I'd be like, oh yeah, that's Travis Kelce's style.
He just wears like weird stuff.
Yeah.
He was rocking the bucket hats for a little while. Yeah. You guys like bucket hats.
So was I. Give me a deal.
Are you guys excited for the new Harry Potter series?
There's a new Harry Potter series?
Yeah. So it drops this December on HBO, and there's already some controversy because one of the stars is getting death threats. Whoa. Papa Essiadu. I'm just learning who this guy is, but he's playing Snape in the show, who is previously played by a white actor, the late Alan Rickman, in all of the films. Now it's being played by Papa, who is black. And the show's been having to beef up security when filming in the UK because of all the death threats targeting him just because he's a black man taking over this role.
It's 2026,
Thank
guys.
You. Even the trailer for the series dropped the other day, and there are so many racist comments. Like, what is happening?
No.
Whenever we talked about this the other day, we thought by 2026, by the year 2030, sounds so far in the future that we'd be in such a different place in society. We're just not.
No.
It might as well be 1830.
People are just awful.
Yeah.
I am excited for this, though. Harry Potter, a new Harry Potter.
You are?
Yeah, why not?
Wait, did you watch the movies?
I've watched at least 4 or 5 of them.
How many movies are there?
There's a lot.
I think there's like 7 or something. Did you read the books?
No.
Okay.
That's where I draw the line.
So my son, who's 8 years old, he's in second grade, he got the Harry Potter, the whole series of books or whatever for Christmas. And when he first got them, he's just like, I'm not. Harry Potter does. It looks kind of stupid. And I was like, yes, thank you.
What?
And like, he wasn't that into it.
It's good. Then
he started reading the first one. And bro, you've never seen a kid more hooked. It's all we talk about in my house now is Harry Potter.
I feel like I know everything about it.
I've seen pieces of the movie. I go from having I'd never seen any of the movies. I'd never read any of the books. So I was just joking around, you know, like I love joking around on the show and up, you know, riling up the Harry Potter fans or whatever. Cause there are a lot of you that listen to the show and I would be like, I just don't get it. But now that's all I talk about in my house and Snape and all these people. You know, like, this is what we talk about. And my son, from the time he got those books on, again, he's 8 years old. And these books are big. Those Harry Potter books are like, some of them have like 700-800 pages.
Oh my
from
God.
Christmas Day to 2 weeks ago, he read the entire series. Like, he just could not put the book down. Yeah, he'd walk out of school
Nerd
reading.
Alert.
He'd get into the car. I'm telling you, if you see how many collective pages that are in that series, that the stack of books is huge. The dude's 8 years old. He read the entire series.
So you'll be watching the series on HBO when it drops.
Of course we will. We watched it each time he finished the book, and we had to watch the movie and the thing. I know everything about Harry Potter.
Wow.
And you muggles over here don't know anything.
Hey, I've watched them.
I've never seen a Harry Potter movie.
You're missing out.
I think I'm good. I think I'm okay.
Yeah, I don't.
That's what I said. Now I'm living in the wizarding world of Harry Potter.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, there's a lot going on in the city. On Saturday, we had the huge No Kings rallies. We had a Giants game. We had a party of hundreds of people to just dig a hole in the sand on Ocean Beach that we talked about a minute ago. Right. And we also had a big bike rally. The CHP said they became alerted to a large group of bicyclists gathering in San Francisco. And these were not, you know, bicyclists out there to get some exercise. These are the guys that are swerving dangerously in and out of traffic, almost hitting cars, pedestrians going the wrong way on streets and sidewalks. The CHP started tracking the group by helicopter. At one point realized, oh, they're headed for the Bay Bridge. They're probably going to try to shut down the bridge. The group tried to get on the bridge by riding the wrong way up the Harrison Street off-ramp. But the CHP and San Francisco Police Department, they were there waiting for them.
Wow.
They were ready. They cited and released 85 of the bicyclists for riding on that roadway, which you are not allowed to do, particularly because it's the wrong direction they were riding up. It's very dangerous. And they seized 85 bikes. They impounded 85 bikes.
How many officers were there?
Enough to impound 85 bikes. It was quite the collection of bikes. I saw a picture.
I'm like, if you're in that group of cyclists and you walk up there and you see, like, okay, the guys in the front, they're getting stopped by officers up there. Don't you just turn around and, like, bike the other way? Do you, like, wait your turn to get your bike impounded and ticketed?
That's what I would do. I'm not sure right. if the then officers approach them from the sort of I'm not sure, but 85 bikes impounded.
Wow.
And then I guess you just have to walk home. God dang it.
Yeah. All right, thank you, Grammy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for having us on. Happy Monday.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for Big Spirit. I wasn't a big Harry Potter fan. I watch it now because of my wife. She's a big Harry Potter fan. So I question to Graham and Ford, what house are you guys?
Yeah, what house are you, Graham?
Yeah.
Well, my son Ford's in Hufflepuff, obviously. But I tend to align with Slytherin.
Oh, that you give me Slytherin vibes.
Wait, yeah. Why?
They what seem does like winners. They're like
what
winners.
What does it
like,
mean?
They just dominate everything for a long time. But then, you know, Hufflepuff. They come. Is Hufflepuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, Hufflepuff.
I think I'd be Hufflepuff.
Yeah, Hufflepuff is where you want to be if you're a good guy.
Slytherin, you're
Selena
not
would for sure
good.
Be in Slytherin.
Yeah, what? You both would be. Yeah.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
That or Gryffindor.
I see Gryffindor for you, Graham.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I've officially become a Harry Potter nerd. We talked about this a minute ago. My son read all the books in a span of like 3 months. Now I just live Harry Potter every time.
I love that for you. All right, let's talk about our photos from home. Every Monday, we bring a photo from our weekend, and you can check them out, JV Morning Show, on our Instagram. Okay, so Friday night, you guys, we had a little family outing. We went to Topgolf to celebrate my oldest daughter. She made it. On the high school cheer team. They had tryouts.
Really?
She made it. So just celebrate.
That's cool.
Went out to Topgolf. It was one of those days where the kids would not nap during the day. They were up at like 5 a.m. You know, just having one of those days. It was a really long day. We went to Topgolf at 8 o'clock. And this is what happened.
They're both
of them knocked out.
Out cold on the couch. Yeah.
But it was nice. We actually stayed a little longer and got some extra playing time because they were sleeping. We're like, well, it's kind of a peaceful night. Let's just stay here longer. Yeah. So it was nice.
I'm looking to see what you guys ordered food-wise on the spread on the table here. It looks
yeah,
like
you guys tore something up. Was that cheese, mac and cheese?
Some sort of cheese skillet thing?
That was my husband's buffalo chicken dip.
Ooh,
that
sounds
delicious.
Good. Then you got some pizza, it looks like. Mm-hmm. You got some wings.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, it looks tasty. But yeah, those kids are... they didn't get a swing of golf club? Nothing?
My son did a couple times, and then he just laid down, and he was done.
Night. Mine's also a picture with my kids. We went to see the Hoppers movie on Saturday night. It was really good, by the way. If you have not yet seen that, it's a fun one to take the family to in the theater. So this is my daughter, Quinn, and my son, Ford. My wife took the picture. She didn't get to be in the picture, but we always... It's our tradition to take a picture with the movie poster, and you can see that my worst nightmare has come true. Both my kids are wearing Crocs.
Oh my God! I didn't even notice that.
Well, I think my son's wearing Fox.
Yeah, they don't look like legit ones.
They're faux Crocs. I don't know what brand they are, but either way, a Croc is a Croc in my mind.
I love this. Yeah, you should get a pair to match them.
Never. I refuse. That will never happen.
Can you at least get them some Jibbitz?
No.
Why?
I've drawn the line at what they've got here.
Some Harry Potter ones?
And you know what? Yeah. All they do is complain about these things, giving them blisters and stuff, yet they routinely want to put them back on.
I'm like, how does it give them blisters?
I'm like, how are these things that comfortable when they tear your feet apart every time?
That's weird. I've never heard that.
My daughter always gets blisters from hers, and she has the real ones.
Never happened.
Take that, Crocs. They're the most comfortable shoes
they
ever.
Are.
No, they're not.
They're the ugliest and least
comfortable.
They are. And then my picture. Okay, so we started this book, you guys, in 2021. It's a book of cocktails. And we've been trying to make every single drink in the book since then. We've made about around 50, probably.
This is what people with no kids do.
Yeah. We still have so many to go. But mark my words, one day we will finish them. I'm holding one right there. It's like El Presidente. Have you heard of that one, Graham? You're a bartender.
Sounds familiar.
Honestly, a lot of them, very strong. Even though we follow the directions like to a T, usually I'm like, ugh.
And they're like undrinkable. Some of them are.
I like strong drinks. And many of the classic cocktails and things like that, there's not a lot of mixer in them. It's a lot of alcohol.
Do you force yourself to drink it anyways because you're making it from the book?
Basically. But one day we will finish this book.
I love it.
Many, many years from now, though.
All right, so go check out all of those photos. JV Morning Show right there on our Instagram. Give it a like. Mm-hmm. Give us a follow if you're not already.
Let me throw a like on there.
Especially like it because Graham's kids are wearing Crocs.
Right.
I love that.
It's my worst nightmare.
Does your wife wear them?
No, never.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.